Well, it's good to be here with you this morning. I actually didn't realize until last weekend that I was speaking again on Sunday. So you've got me a lot here recently if you've been on Wednesday night, Sunday morning here. So, amen. If you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12. I'm reading from the New Living Translation this morning. Some scripture you should be very, very aware of. You've probably heard it ever since you were a little kid. It's the scripture we call the Golden Rule. Now, you know, it's interesting that the Bible now is not being taught in public school, but the Golden Rule still is. Why? Because teachers don't like their students fighting against each other, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it's the Golden Rule, and we've heard about it all our life. It says this, Matthew 7:12, "Do to others whatever you would like them to do to you." This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. And in other words, it's really the law of sowing and reaping. You reap what you sow and sow what you reap. But, you know, it says, do to others what you would like them to do to you. Now, it's interesting that as little kids or whatever, we might think about it more because maybe they've mentioned it more. But as we grow up, we kind of forget about the Golden Rule. In fact, I think the Golden Rule doesn't even exist on the internet anymore. I mean, you know, I have a lot of friends who don't even want to do social media anymore because all they see is people backbiting each other and people talking about each other and people griping at each other. And, you know, this is about preferring our brethren. And, you know, and sometimes we don't realize how much our words and our actions affect other people. And in fact, you know, that's one thing, too, especially when it comes to social media. I always think about this. You know, anything that I say, and because there's been times that I've had an opinion on something, but I realize that anything I say also will be taken that's how my parents think. That's how my grandparents thought. That's how Rhema thinks. You know, and so sometimes I don't really, you know, I don't want to speak for everybody. You know, in fact, I realize the things I do actually even affect you guys because they think if I did it, then that's what Rhema does. And some of you that in more leadership, you know, if you're one of the head ushers or one of the things, you know, you need to realize that when you do things, they actually think, well, that's what Rhema thinks. That's how Rhema does things. So you need to think about that. And in fact, that's why most people think Christians are judgmental. Even though I'm sure most people in this room are not really that judgmental, but it's just you know, whatever you think, whatever you say, it kind of reverberates. But you know, I was the last couple of weeks I've been helping some people through some situations, and you know, it's interesting how much they don't think about anybody else but themselves. And the reason they're in their issue that they're going through is because people are being pigheaded. And they don't think about how their words and actions affect their children, how their words and actions affect each other, and, you know, and how they're hurtful. You know, I know that they said, when we were kids, you know, we used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words hurt people. Amen. You know, and then they, you know, remember, actions speak louder than words. Sometimes you might say one thing, but act a different way. But, you know, we live in a world that it seems that everyone's only about themselves. Only about making themselves look good, you know, even at the expense of other people. And my grandfather had a statement that's one of my favorite statements, and I'm going to share it again because I like it. He says, putting another man's candle out will never make yours any brighter. You know, and sometimes we just try to put other people's candles out. And we try to make ourselves look good. But making yourself look good doesn't help the situation. And it's sure not the Golden Rule, you know. And but I really don't even want to even talk about that. What I want to talk about is that we think about the Golden Rule in meaning how we respond to people. Let me say this too, you know. There's been many times when you're in a situation where you might have heated words with somebody, or someone has heated words with you, and you have a choice. You can choose to come back and escalate the situation. Or you can come back, and by your comeback, you can deflate the situation. You know, and what I've done more recently, I'm not 100% perfect, all right, is try to not escalate situations to make them any worse. You know, because I think sometimes we just like to fight. And I tell you, it's just no fun. Maybe it's I'm getting older, I'm getting grayer, and I'm just really tired of fighting with people. And sometimes you realize the best thing to do instead of making excuses is say, you know what, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have acted that way. Because what we usually do is we make excuses for our actions, and then we just keep the thing going. But what I really want to talk about is instead of talking about how we're going to respond to people, why don't we use this, you know, treat other people like we want to be treated, you know, but let's be a blessing to other people. You know, a lot of times we don't ever think about the golden rule in the situation. Hey, if we start being a blessing to people, you realize if you're going to be a blessing, you'll be blessed. Right. Now, people want to be blessed, but a lot of people don't want to be a blessing. Man, we should want to be a blessing to people. In fact, my grandfather said he used to pray every day, help me be a blessing to somebody. Amen. And we might say that we want to be a blessing, but you know what? You need to change your attitude to be a blessing. I mean, you know, if we, the way we live each day, we should change our attitude. We should act more like a blessing. Amen. Now, it's interesting, my grandfather also, he used to, some of you don't know this, so I'm trying to share this with you. A lot of times, if he didn't teach or whatever, he would actually make breakfast for my grandmother. And he would make eggs and bacon. I think it was the only thing he knew how to cook. All right. I don't, you know, if I ever went to my, you know, their house, sometimes he would make breakfast, but he never made lunch, so I don't think I'm not saying he couldn't cook anything else. I mean, I'm sure he could cook SpaghettiOs. My dad's really good at that. He is. You can ask him. That's his specialty, SpaghettiOs surprise. And then, I don't know why surprise, because he knows what's on it. It's SpaghettiOs with Velveeta cheese slices on top that's melted in. So it's called SpaghettiOs surprise, but my dad's special meal. He even knows how to cook it in the microwave. It's real, real easy and cheesy. Anyway, but he would make breakfast. And I even remember him saying this in school. He would say, I always gave my grandmother the best bacon. And so he said, you know, sometimes, you know, because she liked it, I can't remember if she liked it crispy or I think she liked it. So whatever was the best bacon, she always got the best bacon. Said you know, if one of the, they liked their eggs fried. And said, if one of them wasn't perfect, you know, I made sure I took that one and gave her the perfect one. She goes, you know, I want to give her the best. You know, and obviously that's your wife, and you should want to give your wife the best, you know, all right? But the thing about it is, shouldn't you want to give other people the best too? Shouldn't you want to treat other people nicely? And, you know, they have the whole pay it forward thing or whatever, but I think that we should actually every day decide to be a blessing. You know, and the more we are a blessing, the more we'll be blessed. And, you know, because that's the golden rule. You know, you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to have what you say. And I think we should endeavor to, you know, instead of being almost a negative golden rule, you know, well, okay, I'm going to respond nice even though they're mean to me. Let's just respond. Let's just be nice before they're even mean. Amen. You know, and it is, it's awesome. I mean, just the other day, about a month or so ago, I had some unexpected bills that had came due to the tune of about $500 or $600 that wasn't counting on, and I was a little short on money, you know, and it was like 3 days before payday. You know, anyone ever been there? All right. And but it was really hot. It was in one of those days where you know, the heat index is almost 100 degrees or whatever. And I was driving by Brahms, and I started craving a sundae. All right. And I had enough money to buy a sundae. You know, it wasn't that expensive. It wasn't going to break me. It wasn't, you know, I just spent $600. So, you know, what's another five or four or whatever it is. You know, I didn't need the sundae. I will tell you that. But it was hot. I was hungry. I hadn't had dessert. I hadn't had a sundae in a while. I've really been trying to not eat a lot of sweets and really kind of cut down, you know. You can tell that, right? I'm sure. But I just was craving it really bad. So, you know, I just gave in to my urges and went in and ordered a double dip hot fudge sundae. I thought about getting single dip, but I said, you know what? If you're going to splurge, why not splurge good? Well, I mean, because I didn't know when I'm going to get another sundae, you know, because I've been trying not to do that. So I figured might as well get a double dip, you know, and two, you know, it is kind of interesting because, you know, I just told you that, you know, maybe a single dip would cost less money, but you know, it wasn't going to break me. I was already broken, I guess, you know, I figured, but I got to the, you know, to the counter to pay for my double dip hot fudge sundae that I was really happy about getting. And the guy looked at me. He was actually the manager there at the Brahms. And well, he took out one of his card and he swiped it or whatever. He goes, it's on me today. He says, I just want to tell you, you know, how much a blessing that your family has been to this city and to myself personally. And I just want to bless you, you know, with this sundae. You know, the thing about, you know, it wasn't a big deal. But it was a big deal to me. First of all, I just told you, you know, that I really didn't financially need to buy the sundae, you know, but it was such an awesome feeling knowing, first of all, how much that he thought that we were a blessing, you know, and that he wanted to, you know, do this small thing in return, and he gave me a little bit of his testimony or whatever, but it's so awesome, you know, to know that we are being a blessing to people. Now, he wasn't just talking about me. I mean, you know, more he was talking about more my parents and my family. You know, so I know, and many times I know I get blessed because of my family. And that's awesome. You know, so think about your kids. If you want your kids to be blessed, then you need to be a blessing. You know, and it's not that hard to be a blessing. And, it, you know, but just that little Sunday meant so much. I mean, when I left the place, I started crying. How good God is. That, you know, I was a little upset, you know, because, you know, some things that I thought were going to be one price ended up being another price. And, you know, I just wrote a check for more money than I wanted to. And I was a little down. That's why I guess I wanted the sundae. And so, you know, but how awesome it is to be a blessing for people. Now, you know, this man didn't realize how much I really appreciated it. Sometimes we don't really understand how much people appreciate the kind of stuff. But, you know, we've been, you know, I know a couple of years ago we had the VIP program. Remember the VIP program? We had cards that we passed out and, you know, people told you, encourage people to pay for people's lunches or, you know, pay for their coffee or whatever. But you don't have to have a card to do that. You realize that? We can do that all the time. We can be a blessing to people. You know, we can, and a lot of times, I mean, you know, here's the thing. When we're a blessing to people, we don't have to do it to show forth. I mean, we don't do it to be all showy and whatever. I mean, there's some people want to bless people, and they want to have, you know, every time they be a blessing, you know, they want to have a news conference afterwards. You know, and you know, you understand, we live in a day and an age, everyone can have a news conference, you know, here we are Facebook Live and, you know, I just bought Joe Bob's lunch here, you know, hey Joe Bob, how you doing? You know, who cares? You bought someone's lunch? You know, it's between you and that person. Now, I understand, you know, we can share things with the world, you know, how it is to be a blessing and that's okay, you know, and, you know, just because we bless someone doesn't mean we're bragging. I mean, sometimes, you know, I wanted to brag about how good it feels. You know, it really feels good to be a blessing. Amen. The Bible even says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Right. You know, but really being a blessing is what Jesus Christ did. He was a blessing to people. He was always a blessing. You know, and it's interesting that he always responded nicely and kindly. But, you know, we're trying to be like Jesus, but a lot of times we don't think about it. And sometimes we need to think before we speak. Think before we talk, you know, because it'll keep us out of trouble. I want to read a couple of more scriptures here over in John chapter 13. John, the 13th chapter. And I'm going to read once again from the New Living Translation. The 34th verse It says, so now I, this is Jesus talking, this is red letters. If you have a Bible, it's probably in red, meaning it's Jesus talking. And I think that's important. Sometimes we don't think about this, but if your Bible is red, this is Jesus Christ himself giving the, you know, the word. And it should speak more to you. It's just funny because, like, you know, Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, many people try to say my grandfather wrote it whenever it's red letters that Jesus said it. So it's kind of interesting there. It says, though, so now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. You know, Christians especially should love each other. But how much more should we love people who are non-Christians? Because we should be showing forth an example of Jesus. You know, it's, you know, just because you bless somebody at McDonald's, and you shouldn't have to ask, well, are you a Christian or not? You know, we just want to be a blessing. I don't care who they are or what they are. I mean, now there are sometimes there's a certain individual who's been a blessing to your life, and so you want to bless them with a lunch or whatever. I mean, and that's fine. But there's a big thing about random acts of kindness. I mean, we can be kind to people we don't even know. You know, and people don't even have to know that you're being nice to them. You know, you can go mow your neighbor's lawn because you know that they're not there and their grass is getting long, and instead of griping about it, go mow their lawn yourself. You say, well, I don't want to. Well, you know, I get that, you know. But maybe it's better than griping them from not mowing their lawn, you know. I don't know. I know one time I had an ulterior motive. I needed someone to help me. So they came home and they were on Saturday. It was a Saturday. They were doing some chores, and so I had called, and their wife said, "Well, they have to mow the lawn before they go, do what I needed them to do." So they came home, and lo and behold, I was mowing their lawn for them. So it's like they were like shocked. "What are you mowing my lawn for?" "Because I need your help." And your wife said, "Until you got your lawn mowed, you couldn't help me." So here I am on my Saturday morning mowing your lawn. You know, they really appreciated that, you know, because what I needed wasn't that really that big a deal. I just needed to go look at something with me because they were an expert and I wasn't. So I needed their expert opinion before I bought something, you know, so it was so. But, you know, it was I mowed their lawn. They got their lawn mowed because they're like, you know, it was kind of ulterior motive. But still, they did appreciate it because it was hot. You know, but you know, we should be a blessing to other people. Be a blessing. You know, actually understand if we are a blessing, it's hard for people to gripe at us anyway. Amen. You know, but a lot of times, man, we don't think about other people. We don't think about, I don't think the media thinks about anybody except for themselves, except for making the story sound better. It's funny because sometimes, you know, they'll have some story that's and then when they put a retraction, the story's on the front page, the retraction's on the eighth page. You know, in the world that we live in, you know, anyone can say anything and it becomes news. I mean, you know, and you know, the thing about it is everything you read on the internet's not true.
That's right.
And then sometimes the way we read things, the way we perceive things, sometimes people aren't even being mean, but we perceive them as being mean. And, you know, the other side about it is it's not necessarily your job to judge the whole world. You know, and I think if we were as concerned about saving the world as we were about judging the world, we would probably be a whole lot better. Or I should say, not even judging the world, is judging other people. I mean, you know, other Christians. I mean, you know, the amount of, and I know that they call it, well, we're just having a religious discussion or whatever, or spiritual discussion. But the discussions aren't really fruitful. Man, I'm here to save the world. I'm here to change the world. You know, I think about other people. You know, I want to be kind to them. I want to help them. I want people to realize that the Christians, you know, not just people who will go to our church, but Christians as a whole are kind, compassionate, forgiving people. You know, but a lot of times we don't seem like we are. You know, and the other side about it is if someone's a sinner, I expect them to be a sinner. Do you realize that? I mean, you know, a lot of times we get mad at people because they're sinners. Well, you know, and sometimes, you know, because they're a sinner, they say mean things. And, you know, to Christians, well, what do you expect? I mean, they don't have the same rules that you have. They don't have the same God that you have. All right. But what I really want to read today, what I want to get to, is Romans chapter 12. And I was reading Romans chapter 12 from the New Living Translation, and this is what I wanted to get to. And it all goes along with the golden rule and everything else. Romans 12:9 says this, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. How profound. You know, because sometimes I wonder, do you really care or not? And when it comes to Christians, are we just saying that we care? I mean, you know, a lot of times people, well, bless your brother. You know, and then, you know, you with one breath, you're telling this your brother that you're this guy that you're praying for him and God bless you. And the next minute you're talking to your best friend, talking about the guy. Man, you know, if you don't love him, then don't say you do. Amen. You know, it says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Now, here's the thing. You know, the Bible says the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. And if it is, then let it come out. All right, it's there. You know, it's one of those gifts maybe you need to stir up. And I get it. You know, you say, well, but do you realize what this guy has done to me? Well, we just read the golden rule. Who cares what they've done to you? It doesn't really matter what they've done to you. What matters is it's your responsibility to show forth love to them. Because Christ showed forth love to you. Because you know what? Jesus gave you what you didn't deserve. You know? And in any way, it's not for me to judge people, but it's also not for me to solve everyone's problems either. All right? You know what I need to do? I need to point people toward the problem solver. Point people toward Jesus. And I can't point people toward Jesus if I'm making fun of them, if I'm griping at them, if I'm yelling at them, if I'm telling them, you know, that they're nothing. You know, man, I need to show forth love to them, but I need to really love them. It says, hate what is wrong, hold tight to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. You know, man, people are fake in this world. I've seen a lot of fake affection. I mean, you know, they act like they care, but they really don't. You know, does it bother anyone else? It bothers me. I mean, you know, I've actually even, you know, I've seen husband and wives, you know, and that you can tell their affection isn't real, you know, that, or they're just, or if it is, they don't seem like it. Man, you know, be real. I think that's what we need. We need more people that's real, and you know, and that's what it's about. Because if you can't be real, then you're not yourself. Do you realize if you're not real, then you're really wearing a mask? Do you realize that? And there's a lot of Christians that wear a lot of masks. You got one mask for church, another mask for work, another mask for the bar. Oh, some people go there? Sometimes you take a little more, you know, be all things to all people, you take it a little too far. You know, I think that means be yourself wherever you are. All right? And we should be ourselves. You know, and just be real. And I believe that's what we should look for in our political world that we live in. We need people that are real. You know, you might like him or not like him, but at least President Trump tries to be real. I mean, you know, he says things he probably shouldn't say. I get that. you probably say things you shouldn't say. All right, you just probably don't put them on Twitter, you know, but you know. Many times he says things he shouldn't say. The thing is that I appreciate, you know, I mean, he's not a politician. He's not trying, you know, he does a lot of things wrong. And then later on he'll say, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that, or maybe I didn't do that. But at least I believe he loves this country and wants to make it better. You know, and maybe he doesn't know all the rules and all the things you're supposed to follow, but, you know, I think we need more of that. We need more people, you know, just to be real, just to forget about whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or what you are, and make the country better, a better place, you know, and that's what we need to do. Anyway, but it says, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. I mean, you know, be glad about honoring other people. Give honor where honor is due, they said. But you know, it's okay if to give somebody credit for doing something. You know, if you, especially if like you, maybe you work a job or whatever, and you have some employees that really are the ones that spearheaded the thing, man, give them credit. You know, I always give credit. In fact. Really, pretty much everything that we do in our ministry is not even our fault. It's, man, we have some great employees that are there helping us. You know, and they don't get the credit that they deserve. You know, because they don't stand in front of a pulpit like we do. But, you know, we wouldn't have books written. We wouldn't have stuff mailed out. We wouldn't have lawns mowed. We wouldn't have all kinds of stuff. We wouldn't have some great employees that are there that you know, work hard for this ministry. And I appreciate each and every one of them. And I think that they need more credit. I mean, and it's a team effort. But man, we should give other people, you know, credit. It says, take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. I mean, you know, some people don't even want to come to church, much less serve the Lord. Maybe you're here, but you weren't here enthusiastically. Now, I understand, you know, a lot of times when you're younger, maybe you're not as enthusiastic about getting up and going to church. Your parents drug you here. And maybe that's the problem. As a young kid, you were drugged to church all the time and never were enthusiastic. So when you got older, you're still not enthusiastic about it. Now your wife's dragging you to church. One of my friends, he said, yeah. You know, when me and my brothers grew up, we were on drugs. I said, my mom drugged me to church. My mom drugged me to choir practice. My mom drugged me here. My mom drugged me there. I mean, they were at church anytime the door opened. They were drugged there. And so he was joking about, you know, how his mom really influenced his life, because if it wasn't for his mom drugging him to church, he might actually end up on drugs. You know, but anyway, he says, serve the Lord enthusiastically. Be excited about God. You know, and that's something I never thought about. You know, how many times are we not really enthusiastic about the things of God? And we want to know other people don't want to be Christians. You know, man, you should be excited about what God's doing in your life. I mean, you know, I was excited about a free Sunday. I mean, you know, that was an exciting thing. I mean, it meant a lot. I mean, you know, and so many times, even over the last few days, or I say few months, man, I've seen God really, you know, just show up a lot of times whenever I was going through some tough times people, you know, just encouraging and just saying things. They don't even realize, I mean, they didn't realize how much they were encouraging me, you know, and it was like, it was just incredible. I mean, One person gave me their testimony. It happened many years ago. I said, well, I've never told you this, but... And that was just an encouraging thing. You know, because sometimes, you know, you just wonder, man, am I doing anything positive? Am I really helping? What am I doing here? Anyway, but it says, verse 12, rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. I mean, you know, so, man, just be a blessing. Look for people to be a blessing to. I mean, on a daily basis, you know, we don't necessarily look for people to be a blessing to. You know, but, you know, it's just be a blessing. I mean, you know, instead of being on your phone all the time, be mindful about people around about you. I mean, a lot of times, you know, it's interesting. I mean, the amount of time I've, you know, been at the grocery store and, you know, someone's like 98 cents short or something like that. I mean, how hard is it to give them a dollar? You know, or there's been some people, you know, or you're there and you see that someone says, you know, said, oh, can you put back this item and that item and that item? You know, and I feel bad when I see that happen. I mean, you know, if I have the wherewithal, I say, will you let me buy those items for you? Now, if the guy's putting up $100 worth of items, maybe I'm not going to do that. But, you know, knowing that those Fruit Loops are going to go to probably good use for his kids, you know, that those kids probably want their Fruit Loops cereal because it's nice and healthy. You know, or something. I'm just using a stupid example. But you know, just be a blessing. So always be eager to practice hospitality. Then it says, bless those who persecute you. It doesn't say be rude to them. Bless them. Well, that's kind of hard. No, it's not. It's hard when you don't have the love of God shed abroad in your heart. It's hard when you don't have the mind of Christ. It's hard when you're trying to give people a piece of your mind instead of the mind of Christ. It's hard because you think it's hard. Yeah, but they're mean. People were mean to Jesus. They crucified him. And what did he say? He said, God bless them, for they don't even know what they're doing. You know, and I think about that all the time. You know, whenever I've seen people, you know, say stuff, I'm like, you know what? They don't even know what they're doing. They're not mean to be mean. They just are. You realize hurting people say hurtful things. All right, I just realized that they're hurting. They're hurting on the inside. And until they can help get themselves better on the inside, they're going to lash out on the outside. And so, you know, man, do like I do. Make excuses for people. I make excuses for people when they don't even make excuses for themselves. I understand they're just hurting. They're not really mad at me. They're mad at themselves. They're taking it out on me. But they're mad at themselves. You know, and really, instead of getting mad back, the best thing to do is just pray for them. You know, a lot of times, if we would do more praying and less saying, then we would, it would be a whole lot better in the world. Because when I say saying, I'm talking, we're just getting an argument. Instead of just getting an argument, let's just pray that God will help them and bless them, and you know, and just move on. You know, it's not worth it. It's really not. It's not worth it, especially if you're fighting with your family. It's not worth it. The older I get, the less I want to fight. You know, I don't want to argue. I don't want to gripe. I just want to live a quiet, a peaceful life. You know, I want to be a blessing to people. I want to, I don't want to sow discord. I want to sow happiness. Because you know what? You know, I know I'm going to reap whatever I sow. And I feel bad for people. Man, you know, people that are always sowing discord, you know, and then they're getting mad because that's what they're reaping. You can have what you say. You can have what you do. All right. It says, bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them or curse at them or cuss at them or whatever. Pray that God will bless them. You know, and mean it. Remember, you know, we're going to mean what you say. I mean, diligently pray that God will be a blessing to them and will bless them. All right, it goes on to say, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. You know, here's the thing. If God blesses someone with a new car, or I like to do it, like to say the price right, a new car, you know, if God blesses someone with a new car, instead of griping about, well, bless God, how come they always, you know, I don't get a new car. I mean, I'm a better Christian than they are and blah, blah, blah. Just be happy with them. And, you know, and I have a story. When I was believing God for a new car and somebody else got one, and I was kind of upset about it at first. But then the Lord said, you know what? Be happy with them and claim next. I got the next new car. My car's coming. You know, actually, it was already here by faith. And they're saying, you when you have something, you have it before you see it. That's faith. You know, I just hadn't seen it yet. But, you know, and it was three months later, and my new car came into existence. But you know what? I could have lost that car that day if I would have kept griping about the other person, because they weren't even believing God for a car. God just blessed them, and they weren't even believing for it. I mean, you know, I'm sure they appreciated it. They sold their old one and took the new one. They might even give their old one away. I don't even know. You know, but interesting. But it says, you know, be happy with those who are happy. But here's also, you know, something else. Weep with those who weep. Meaning, you know what? You know, when you see somebody hurting, be there for them. You know, in the news this week, we saw a couple of celebrity folks that committed suicide. You know, and it's rampant. Suicide's rampant. So my point is, there are people who love these people, who are around these people, that should see the signs. But sometimes we're so busy in our own world, we don't see other people's signs going on and going up. And, you know, and it's just interesting, you know, even whenever things happen, you know, when you have a mass shooting or whatever, and then people look back and say, well, we saw all the signs, but we just didn't do anything about it. And you go back to their Facebook feed, and you see things that are kind of not really cool. I mean, if you see signs, if you see someone, you know, having issues, man, can you not just be a blessing to them and do something to try to help before it's too late? I mean, someone, you know, loves that person. I mean, and especially if you're someone close, you know, don't overlook signs. You know, don't overlook people. When people are, especially when they're hurting and they're not being in the right mind, man, you know, we should be there for them. You know, right here it says, weep with those who weep. I mean, you know, be empathetic to those, you know, when people are going through tough times. Now, maybe you've never gone through their thing that they're going through. You know, I mean, you know, you can at least try to relate. I mean, you know, if you've gone through their situation, it's a whole lot easier to relate. You know, if you've lost a parent or a child or whatever, and someone else is going through that situation, you can relate to them. If you haven't, you could assume what it would be like, but you really had never been there. But you know what? You can still be there for that person, to be a blessing for that person. It says, live in harmony with each other. You know, it's not that really hard to live in harmony, especially when you both believe the same way. All right? But people can't live in harmony in their own home, much less in their own church. Now, it should be easy to live in harmony. You know, choose to be happy. You know, sometimes happiness is a choice. We just choose to be happy. And, you know, because see, the deal is, the reason you're not happy is because you're looking at the wrong things. Here's the deal. I can be happy because I know the answer to every problem I'll ever face. That's Jesus Christ. I have that answer. So I have joy. I have peace. You know, because I know no matter whatever is going to come my way, I have Jesus. And he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So I can choose to be happy. Now, I could choose to not be happy by looking at my situation I'm going through at this point in time. You know, and I just spent an extra $600 and you know, I got this and I got that and all these things. Yeah, that's not fun. But you know what? Instead of looking at where you are, look at where you're going. Or look, you know, these things are only temporal. Amen. That situation, you know, it'll be gone in a moment, because I have a good God that loves me, that's taking care of me, and I know that. All right, but live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And what that means is, you know what? You're not above anybody. Just because you make more money than somebody, just because, you know, you live in a nicer place than them. I mean, you know, like I said, be all things to all people. Amen. I mean, you know, I'm not above anybody. I can talk to anybody. I don't, you know, and that's part of being yourself. I mean, you can talk. I don't have any trouble talking to a bum on the street or a president, you know, of a country. Doesn't matter. You know, and they're both people. And there is no respect for persons. I mean, obviously, you know, we should honor people's offices and things like that. But I'm not better than anybody else. You know, we're all the same because we're all made in the image of God. And if we see people how God sees people, we wouldn't treat them differently. It's interesting because, you know, one thing that used to actually bother me a lot is that a lot of times when we're traveling on the road, especially with my grandfather, it's interesting that, other ministers and stuff, they would treat my grandfather one way, but the crusade team, they would treat them differently. But the point is we treat everybody the same. You know, whether they're the man or whether they're just traveling with the man, doesn't really matter. I mean, we should treat people the same because that's called being real. All right? Anyway, don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all, because you don't. I mean, if I don't know it all, you sure don't know it all. I mean, because I Google more stuff than you've ever Googled in your life. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm a Google. I'm the guy that goes to the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. I've gone to like 20 pages, you know, deep in Google just to dig in. I mean, you know, which is awesome. I mean, you know, I mean, I learn a lot. You know, but besides that, you know, we have God, which means we which is the all-knowing, all-seeing one. You know, but, you know, I don't ever act like a know-it-all because I don't know it all. If I know it all, I wouldn't need Google. And just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it really is true, all right? You know, but I mean, a lot of times, even subjects in the Bible, I mean, I'll look at, you know, how different people see it. I mean, even people that, you know, people that are spirit-filled, people that are not spirit-filled, people that are, you know, different denominations. I mean, you know, I'll look at how, you know, what they say and how they say, because I'm just interested in how people think. You know, and, you know, but I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know it all. I don't have all the answers, but I have the answer, and that's Jesus Christ. You know, and that's the thing. I don't know sometimes how, you know, I don't know how God's going to work it out in my life. I just know he's going to work it out because I have confidence in my Lord. All right? And so I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know everything. I know a lot. And if I don't know it all, I do look it up. You know, and the thing about it, what's even more interesting, I think, in the world is that it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens more frequently than you would think. I get people who send me a text message, hey, can you Google this for me? I'm like, why do I need to? I mean, people want me to find out something for them. So, you know, because I guess they just don't want to do the research themselves. It's called lazy, but you know, but they, here's the thing. They know I'm going to do it. That's what's even more sad. They know, a couple nights later, 2 a.m. when I'm not sleeping, kind of, you know, semi watching TV, that I'm going to remember this and I'm going to look up and, you know, then I'll probably text them, in the middle of the night too, just because I do all the time. I mean, but the other side about it is we should always want to be learning. But we shouldn't be a know-it-all, all right? Anyway, so don't be proud to join company with others, and don't think you know it all. Never pay evil back. Never pay back evil with more evil. I mean, these are really good things that we should learn. You know, and they've been in Romans for a long time. It's interesting how we have a whole Bible that we don't even read. You know, and sometimes I know maybe because of the New Living Translation, it kind of speaks up. But, okay, so never pay back evil with more evil. Just because someone does something mean, don't be mean back to them. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. And be honorable. Honor each other. Do all you can to live in peace with everyone. Everyone. It doesn't say live in peace with your wife and your kids. It says live in peace with everyone. You know, if there's somebody that you can't get along with, according to here, you should just get along with them. You know, and I know my grandfather talked about different, you know, said some of his really good minister friends, that they differed on some of their beliefs. And so what they would do is that they would choose to agree to disagree. Instead of fighting about it, you know, it didn't matter, you know, they were both good Christians and they both believed the basics, but there were some things in the Bible that they believed differently about. All right, it's okay. You know, you don't have to agree with everybody. It's just because you don't agree with them, don't mean you have to defriend them and get mad at them and yell at them, you know. You know, so maybe they're wrong. Maybe you're wrong. I don't know. All right. But anyway, do all you can to live in peace with everyone. I love this. It says, dear friends, never take revenge. Never take revenge. Wow. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge and I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. Wow. I mean, that's really, you know, if they are thirsty, give them something to drink. And it says, in doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. You know, when you're nice to someone who's talked behind your back, they feel like they're like this small. You know, and it says, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Amen. So what's my moral of the story? Just do good to people. You know, or maybe say it this way, just be nice. Man, if more Christians would be nice, think how we would get a better reputation. You know, because a Christian's reputation is there, people are judgmental. I mean, I talk to people all the time, and people who used to be in church, and you ask them why they're not in church, and they said, because the church is too judgmental. And here's the thing. These people know that Jesus is not judgmental. That's what's really scary. People know that Jesus is not judgmental, but you are. Yeah. So, you know, whatever happened to the WWJD movement? What would Jesus do? In fact, in John 3:16 or 3:17, you know, God said that I didn't send my son to judge the world, but to save the world. Man, you know, I endeavor just to be nice to people, to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing before somebody else can be a curse to me. I mean, you don't have to worry about them being rude to you because you're already nice to them. You know, when some people always read, do unto others before they do it to you. But you know what? Bless them before they have a chance to curse you. And I don't mean bless them like they sneeze and you say bless you. You know, that doesn't mean anything. I always say people want to get blessed, so all you got to do is sneeze, because every time you sneeze, someone will bless you. But they really don't bless you. They just say they bless you. You see, what I wish is every time I would sneeze, someone would give me a dollar. That would be a better blessing. I'm always wondering when they say bless you, do they really want to bless me, or are they just saying that? Does anyone, I've never Googled that. Have you ever Googled why people say bless you when people sneeze? I mean, maybe we've had something. I'll let you know next time I preach. You know, because are we really trying to bless somebody? Anyway, but we should be a blessing. I think that we should endeavor every day to be a blessing to somebody. When you see people hurting, I mean, just talk to them. Reach out to them. You know, it's so many times we run across situations where people are, we know they're hurting, but we don't want to get involved in a long conversation, so we just move on. Man, I mean, I don't know how many times, even online, I see people, you know, I can tell by their posts that they're hurting, and so I'll send them an instant message telling them I'm there. I mean, I don't know, I said, I don't even know what you're going through, but I can tell by your post it's not good. You know, and so, man, just be a blessing. And it's not just a Christian thing to do, it should be just a thing to do. I mean, don't be a blessing so you can get a gold star. Be a blessing because you want to be a blessing, because people are hurting. And we live in a lost and dying and hurting world. And, you know, like I said, it is more blessed to give than receive. And it's not all about money. You know, I like to be blessed financially. I think that's great. You know, but, you know, I tell you what, it feels better to be a blessing to people. Whether it's, you know, even if, I mean, there are times whenever, you know, being a blessing is not all about giving people money. You know, I mean, people do appreciate that. But sometimes time is worth more than money. Give people your time. Show them that you care, that you genuinely care, and do genuinely care. I was reading Romans 12, and it just jumped out at me. I mean, all these things have been Romans for a long time. But are we a doer of God's word or not? Because a lot of times I don't know that we do God's word. You know, well, when it comes to the blessing thing, yeah, that's great. I'm, you know, I want to be blessed, but no, we should be a blessing. We should think about what we say before we say it. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you, man, just to make an effort to be more of a blessing. But here's what I really want. Every time you run into a situation, whether it's in person, on the phone, you know, through text messaging or through your virtual world on the internet, every time you run into a situation where you have a choice whether you can make this worse or better, make it better. Choose to make it better. Choose to defuse the situation. Choose to walk in love. Even, you know, and especially I want to encourage you, when you really would like not to walk in love, I want to encourage you to walk in love. Because there are some times that people say things that they rub you the wrong way, or well, just, you know, get over it. Rub yourself the right way or something. I don't know. Just, you know, just get over it. Man, because I tell you, man, if you'll choose to be a blessing to people and actually do what God's word says here in Romans, life will be better. And you really will reap what you sow. And, you know, I believe the more we are a blessing, the more blessed we'll be. And, you know, and my grandfather always said, I never have ever prayed that God would bless me. I've always prayed, God, help me be a blessing. And because he was a blessing, he was blessed. You know, and I think that we need to be more of a blessing. And I think in the world that we live in, I mean, we live in the most self-centered world that's ever been known. You know, where some people, they can't even go through a day without us taking a selfie of themselves. That's how much they love themselves. Well, I'm not sure how much they do love. Well, I guess they do love themselves, because not only do they take a selfie of themselves, then they doctor it up with all these photo things to make it even look better. You know, and so, you know, my wife gets mad at me because I'll take a selfie and I won't doctor it up. I'm like, well, that's not how I really am. But because it wasn't flattering. It was like, maybe I'm not flattering. That's okay. You know, the thing about it is, you know, I love myself because I just do. Amen. All right. I'm happy. You know, if you don't like it, so what? I don't really care. Amen. You know, be happy in yourself. Amen. I mean, be who you are. You know, and I get it. I mean, we all have flaws. I mean, I'd like to lose 100 pounds, but, you know, I mean, I know how to do it. Eat less, quit eating Sundays, exercise more. It works. All right. You don't have to tell me all your stuff. I know what to do. It's just doing it. That's one of the things. So, you know, putting things into practice. All right. But here's the deal, man. If you can't be happy in yourself, you'll never be happy. And I tell you, man, just be a blessing. I'm going to endeavor to be more a blessing. It's interesting. You know, I really feel like I am a blessing to a lot of people. But I mean, I've been reading this in Romans, and now I want to be a better blessing. And I want to really show forth the love of Christ to a lost and dying and hurting world. And I want to do all I can, you know, because sometimes I gripe about Christians. Sometimes I gripe about how judgmental we are. But you know what? Someone's got to change, you know, someone's got to reverse the curse. Someone's got to change it up. And that should be us. We should be the ones that are a generation of people who are a blessing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for each and every person that's here. And we just thank you that you'll help us to always be a blessing to others. And I know that there are times that we go through when people do things that hurt our feelings and make us want to lash out. But Father God, we thank you that you'll help us have the mind of Christ. Each and every time that people do so-called evil things to us, help us to learn to pay them back, you know, good. Help us to be more mindful to pray for those that try to do mean things to us, Father. Father, help us to be a blessing to a lost and dying and hurting world. Help us to understand that people are hurting. People are going through tough stuff. But you know what? We can be a blessing to them. Help us be more mindful of the people all around about us and just be the kind of Christian that we need to be. Father God, we thank you if anyone is here that's not a child of God, that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they won't leave this place until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. If you're here this morning, you say, Craig, I've never been saved. I've never asked Jesus Christ to become Lord and Savior of my life, and I want to this morning. Lift your hand. We want to pray with you if you've never been saved. Or maybe you're here and you say, Craig, at one time I walked with the Lord, but I've kind of turned my back and I went away. But I want to come back home today. If that's you, lift your hand. We want to pray with you. If you're here today and you've never been saved or you've been what we call backslidden and you want to come back home, lift your hand. We want to pray with you. I don't see any hands. Father God, we thank you if anyone is here that's not a child of God. We thank you for sending laborers across our path on a daily basis. And we thank you, Father, that they will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just thank you for each and every person that's here and each and every person that's watching us online. Just help them this week. Be with them this week. We thank you to help them be more mindful about being a blessing to others. And we thank you, Father, that they'll remember this message the next time that they have an opportunity to return goodness when people are being mean to them. Father, we thank you for everything you're doing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Is everyone doing good? Amen. If you're a first-time visitor, first of all, we're glad to have you this morning. And thank you for coming. Like I said, Mom and Dad, they'll be back on Wednesday night. And you can meet the pastor. If you're from this area, we would encourage you to make this your church home. And we're glad to have you. The Connection team, they're in the aisle. They're going to take you to a place. Maybe we have a gift for you, so just go with them right now. Just want to make an announcement because it's coming up on my screen here. How many of you like discounts? Anybody like discounts? I like discounts. We actually have just got in the Rhema discount food card. And a number of restaurants give 10% discounts. Some of them give other, you know, other things or whatever. And it's $10. It's in the West Lobby. It supports our basketball team. And I tell you what, I've used those discount cards like that. I mean, I've actually, if it's one of the restaurants you go to quite a bit, 10% for a whole year is a lot. You know, and I mean, you can save hundreds of dollars. I mean, I know there's one card that I've saved hundreds of dollars over this last year by using it. You know, and so it's well worth it. Plus, it helps, you know, good cause. So if you would like one of our Rhema discount cards, I got mine on Wednesday night. Byron's out in the West Lobby. He has it for you. Today we had 1,732 people watch us on Rhema.tv and 1,802 people on Facebook Live. You know, sometimes we don't realize that we have more people watch us online than are in this building. Kind of interesting to think about. You know, we don't think about how, you know, we're not only being a blessing to this congregation, we're also being a blessing to the world. And that's not even counting the people who come back, and maybe you do or do not know, on Rhema.tv. You can go back and watch us on demand. And we have a lot of people who have a home church that they go to, but later on during the week, they watch our service on demand. So, you know, it's being a blessing to the world. Amen. But the main thing is for you guys to be a blessing. All right. Well, you know, the way we dismiss around here, the pastors will go to the door. They'll sing a song and they'll dismiss you in a few moments. I just want to encourage you, be a blessing and be nice this week, all right? God bless you.
Sing it. Jesus is the answer.